Yeah, the houseboats there have been, they started there, I think, I might be wrong here, but I think they started pre-war, in between the wars, as sort of places where some of the more wealthy people who sailed had a holiday home, and they were looked after by various people, you know, looked after them. They obviously fell into some disrepair, and they were used for a time for placing people on the DHSS list who had no homes. They were put in them. Some of them sank, some of them were thing. And then there was a fairly concentrated effort to bring them up to a decent standard. And there's been one or two new ones put in there recently, actually purpose-built. They're not to everybody's taste, but they are quite unique. And some of the boats that are in there, as I say, are purpose-built boats. And they're quite attractive. They're a unique feature, if you like. But they are now mainly residential. People live aboard. They're not holiday homes. One of them is a sort of a hotel, boatel. There's another one that caught fire that was used to have bed and breakfast. It's very nice, I believe. But most of them are homes. And they have brought them up to a reasonable standard. I know of two down there, certainly, that were designed and built specifically for Bembridge Harbour. And they cost quite a lot of money. You buy a house for the same. But people like living down there. It's fine. You've got a lovely outlook from the back, maybe, over the harbour. Smells a bit in the winter when the seaweed starts rotting, but that's, you know, not to everybody's taste, but they're a feature of Bembridge Harbour, and I think they will be for many years to come now.